Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew, usually with Mark and Melanie, but today we have Keebler in for Mark. Mark is out sick.
What's up?
Thanks for waking up so early.
Yeah, I got about 3 hours of sleep. It wasn't bad.
Oh, well, this show should be great then. Can't wait. Have you ever even really listened to the show? Because you do nights. So I feel like you're not usually up this early.
I've only listened 3 times. Because, I mean, I go from, 7 to midnight. I usually work.
Right. So why would you be up this early?
Because
that would be crazy.
Normally, while I'm working, I'm swiping on Tinder most of the time. And so I'll meet a classy lady, and then we'll go out for drinks afterwards, and then we'll kind of go from there.
I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah,
so what, you'll end up at the woman's house, and then she'll kick you out in the morning? And
yeah,
that's
usually around
us?
6 a.m. I try to get up because I got a dog at home I got to let out. So I'm trying to be responsible, okay?
But screw the dog the night before. The dog can sleep by itself, but you just got to be back to feed it in the morning.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
That's totally fine. I feel like that's, a responsible thing to do. As an adult, I'm trying to make sure that my love life is still intact as long as, my dog's taken care of.
Yeah. Well, you're covering all your bases.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you being here.
Making a full home run.
Now, on any of those Tinder dates, do you end up going through the Taco Bell drive-thru?
Because
the story may affect you.
I mean, unless they're a cheap date. And I don't usually go for cheap dates like that.
Really?
Yeah, I like classy women.
That kick you out at 6 a.m. Okay, got it. Well, Taco Bell, they are killing off some menu items. And it's not even just the menu items that aren't that popular. So that's why it's a big, big story for Taco Bell fans. Because the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos is getting the axe. They are getting rid of that as well as 8 other items. The menu just got to be way too big. Because think about it. Every couple of months, they go, oh, we're releasing the Fiery Doritos Tacos. Now this taco.
I'm okay with the Cool Ranch being gone, though.
So
the nacho's the best.
Okay, well, so good news is that the nacho, the original, the OG Doritos Locos Tacos, that is staying on the menu. So everyone calm down. I know people are freaking out in their cars right now. The beefy mini quesadilla, however, that is gone. Chips and salsa, it's gone. How are you going to be a quote-unquote Mexican restaurant and get rid of chips and salsa?
I have never once, ever gone to Taco Bell and got chips and salsa. Not once.
Really?
I don't think of Taco Bell as a traditional Mexican restaurant.
Well, what kind of Mexican would you consider Taco Bell then?
Americanized, I guess.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's true. So Kevin is the numero uno chips and salsa fan. He's on the phone right now because people are calling up asking when we can get tickets to FGL. That's coming up at 7:40, everybody. Calm down. But he's going to be devastated about this. But I know it's never too early to start thinking about lunch, so I wanted to give you guys a heads up. You can still get them today. It's until September 12th. But if you love any of those items, the Chipotle Chicken Loaded Griller, the Double Tostado, the Double Decker Taco, and the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos, those will be gone September 12th. So pack them in now. Pack on the pounds now.
Some people love our crunchy tacos. Others, our soft tacos. Now Taco Bell introduces the Double Decker Taco. Our delicious original taco joined with beans and a soft tortilla. It's the taste big enough to bring the two sides together. The Double Decker Taco. Just 79 cents.
79 cents. So that was back in 1995. Shaq was actually in the commercial. And it was a big deal. But now it is no more. It is gone. Coming up, we've got to talk to Jason Adams from ABC Action News. He is going to give us the latest on Dorian. How is it going to affect us? Do we still need to go out and get those hurricane supplies? What's the commute looking like on Tuesday? Because it looks like that's when the hurricane
is. This will be my first one.
Really?
First one ever. I'm so excited. Hurricane party.
Hurricane party. That'll definitely happen. We have to initiate and welcome you to Florida. That is on the way. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Keeping your family safe from the storm. Here's the latest on Dorian.
We've got Jason Adams on the line. We're going to talk to him right now.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
It's going well. How about you guys?
It's great, but I imagine that your last 24 hours has been quite busy as the storm has now intensified. And
yeah,
it's now a hurricane, correct?
It is. It's a Category 1 hurricane, winds at 85 miles per hour. And unfortunately, some of the new data that came in today really hasn't cleared up much for us. as far as what our local impacts would be here in Tampa Bay as we go towards next week.
So when I'm looking at the news, I'm watching you, and I see the cone. Mark likes to call it the cone of terror. And I see the projection of it, and some spaghetti models have it going more to the east. Some have it coming right at us. Are you sensing that it could go one or the other way? I mean, are you leaning towards anything?
Yeah, so right now the European model has it going more into South Florida, and the American model has it going into Jacksonville. But when you look at the track record of our best reliable models, it's the European model. So the National Hurricane Center did shift the track just a little bit to the south, but not anything substantial overnight. But what is still unclear is once it gets to Florida, does it go back out into the Gulf? Does it move up those pine of the peninsula, or does it make it to the Florida coast and then move up north? That's what all of our model solutions are telling us right now, which basically means that we really still don't have an answer, unfortunately.
And what category would it be when it makes landfall in Florida?
So right now, it's category 3 is in the forecast. But they've upped it to 125 mile per hour winds. Category 4 starts at 130. So it's a little bit stronger of a landfall forecast today than what it was yesterday.
All right. So any advice for people in Tampa Bay?
You know, just keep watching, keep checking back in with us. Hopefully later today we'll get a better picture and the models will start to become clearer for us. But I think possibly by Friday and especially Saturday is when we'll really finally pinpoint whether we'll have significant impacts here or if this is just something that's going to brush by Tampa Bay.
All right. Well, thank you, Jason Adams from ABC Action News. We appreciate it and we'll talk to you soon.
No problem. Bye, guys.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
Coming up at 7:40, we do have those Florida Georgia Line tickets. So be listening. 7:40, just about an hour away. But yesterday, the CMA Awards nominees were announced on Good Morning America. We talked about them live as they were being announced yesterday, but there were only a couple categories announced. And as of this morning, they have all been revealed. So now we do know who's celebrating some nominations. For Male Vocal Artist of the Year, Keebler, do you want to let us know who the nominees are?
Yeah, we got Dierks Bentley, Luke Combs.
Love it.
Now, this one's hard for me because it's Fear the Beard Thomas Rhett and also Fear the Beard Chris Stapleton. So
well,
I don't know.
I mean, Chris Stapleton
wins
the award in that category.
I don't
category.
Know. I think Thomas Rhett has a fuller beard than Chris Stapleton.
He's competing with Stapleton. He's trying to get to his level. He does have a good beard going on.
It makes me jealous. I have to dye my beard on the mustache because it comes blonde. So it makes me jealous that I can't grow a beard like those two.
You dye your mustache. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, hold on. Time out. My mutton chops here are brown. Okay. My mustache is blonde.
You.
I have to dye it or else I look weird.
You could just shave it, you know.
No, because
that would look weird.
Thank you. Yes.
That would.
For a man who has facial hair. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Well.
Oh, wait. And Keith Urban. I forgot.
And Keith Urban. There you go.
Let's not forget about Keith Urban.
Female Vocalist of the Year, Kelsey Ballerini, Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Casey Musgraves, and, of course, our girl, Carrie Underwood. Entertainer of the Year, that is the big one. That is the one everybody wants to win. Let's hear those nominees.
The nominees for CMA Entertainer of the Year are Garth Brooks, Eric Church, Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban. Those are the nominees for CMA
See, I wonder who can grow a better beat out of that, Carrie Underwood or Chris Stapleton. Like, let's be honest here.
I agree.
Carrie Underwood, she has to dye her beard blonde, so she actually does the opposite.
Yeah.
The show airs live on ABC on November 13th, and if you want a full list of all of the CMA Awards nominees, just head over to 99.5QIK.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5QIK.
2019 got something right. Finally, it's 99.5 QIK, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. If you lie about being a veteran, it's not going to go well for you. That is what happened with these two men in Montana, Troy Nelson and Ryan Morris. They have been going on and looking at obituaries, finding out who died. Yes. Who are veterans that passed away? And then they have been pretending to be them.
My blood.
In order to get perks. Now, Keebler
is in for
Mark this morning, and I know he is heated. His face is getting red, and that's because you are a vet.
Yes, I was in the Marine Corps, and me and my buddies, we would pray someone would come up to us and pretend to be a veteran.
Oh, you guys were just looking for trouble.
We would pray someone to be like, yeah, yeah, I was in the service, man. And then when we like would probe them for questions,
you can sniff them out, right?
What unit you're with? Or what branch were you in? Oh, I was in the Marine Corps. Oh, what unit? The Mountain 10th Division. And like, that doesn't exist in the Marine Corps. So then all of a sudden you're like, okay. Then you just play along and you're like, okay, well, who was your commander? Who was this? Who was that? And they would just lie and lie and lie. And then finally there'd be like 10 of us around him and we'd be like, yeah, you're not a vet. And then the sweat would just pour down their face and it was just on from there. It was great.
And then we don't talk about what happens after that.
No, of course not.
In this case though, they were busted and Cascade County District Judge Greg Pinsky, he laid the hammer down and I gotta say, I absolutely love this judge because he's not letting them off easy. Of course, they're going to get jail time, but they also have to wear a sign saying, I am a liar. Here's the judge giving them their sentences.
You will be wearing a placard that reads as follows. I am a liar. I am not a veteran.
Pinsky ordered Morris and Nelson to wear those placards at the Montana Veterans Memorial on each Memorial and Veterans Day. They'll also be required to personally handwrite the names of all 6,756 Americans killed in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Great punishment, right?
It makes me so angry. People would even do that. And then there was a couple of years ago, there was a law that if you did stolen valor, it wasn't against the law. And oh my gosh, we all flipped out. Any of my buddies in the Marine Corps were like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, thank goodness it is against the law. They were caught. Nelson got 5 years. Morris got 10. This judge is not letting them off easy. Both will also have to do 441 hours of community service, one for each Montana killed in action since the Korean War. So everything has a significance.
Everything does. Every memorial you go to and you see a name written down of someone who's died in a war, they were KIA, or even the Tomb of the Unknown in Washington, D.C.
Oh, that place is amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. And all of those people who fought and died just to have some two losers,
losers.
I don't even want to say on the air,
yeah.
Losers sit there and fake that they were veterans. Oh, good for this judge. I'm so happy he's throwing the hammer down.
Yeah, it's 2019 doing something right, is what I like to say. On the way, we have Kyle, the courthouse correspondent, and he's in a Tampa courthouse, and we got to find out what the people did to end up there. Hopefully, they didn't pretend to be veterans.
I've been arrested before, so I've been to the courthouse a time or two.
He may just talk to Keebler. That is on the way at 7:30, 99. 5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
It's 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie. In for Mark today is Keebler. Mark's out sick. So, Keebler, did you follow along my Instagram stories my bachelorette party this weekend?
You posted your dog, and I thought you were at DeSoto, right? And so I'm like, oh, our dog, you know, they're at Dog Park National Dog Day. And then the very next post you had was your bachelorette party. I'm like, how did she get from DeSoto to Scottsdale?
Well, it was National Dog Day. That actually, you know, happened to overlap with the bachelorette party.
I
had to give some love for my dog.
You looked like you were having a good time, though.
Yes,
I must say,
I'm feeling the after effects.
A little jealous you didn't invite me. I know we never talk, but I'm always down for a good time.
I know
time.
We don't actually know each other or do we ever speak to each other, but I'm offended I wasn't invited.
I mean, me and Kevin could have gone. We could have been your security the entire time.
We were good. We can handle the men. We were out in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Fine.
And our favorite... Oh, are you offended now,
no,
too?
I'm not.
Oh, my gosh. I got my mom upset she wasn't invited, and now Keebler, who I don't know...
Look.
And
I can girl out. I'll get manicures and pedicures if I can go drink and have a good time.
Is that what you think we were doing?
I mean, I'm assuming.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. For my fiance's sake, we'll go with that. So we were out in Scottsdale, and Dirks Bentley has a bar out there. It's called Whiskey Row. He had told me about it and said, hey, you're going out there. You need to go. So, of course, that was the first stop. And we ended up going back every single night we were there. It was so much fun.
You didn't even bar hop? You just went to the same bar every single time?
We tried bar hopping. And then there was this EDM music everywhere. It's like, unsa, unsa. And I was like, oh, no. I need to go back to my safe zone. Please just bring me back to Whiskey Row.
Put your cowgirl boots on and go to town.
So while we're there, we're having a great time. One of my friends, she buys a round of drinks for everybody. So we take some tequila shots. And next thing we know, she realizes that her wallet's gone.
She can't buy you drinks.
I know.
Exactly.
More importantly, Who was going to pay for the drinks now? I'm kidding. So we start scouring. And mind you, I've got a veil on. I've got bride-to-be. And I'm basically on the ground with a flashlight, my iPhone, looking for her wallet. And the party just comes to a screeching halt. Because
you stopped the whole bar from having a good time because you couldn't find a wallet.
I mean, there was no stopping
I'm
going to
say this. I don't know you very well, but selfish.
What? No. Definitely not. So the bar was continuing to party, and it was absolutely slammed, as it was every single night. So we're looking around everywhere for her wallet, and we ask all the door guys. We ask the bartenders. Everyone was amazing. I mean, they went around to every other bartender and was like, hey, did you find this girl's
did
wallet?
Did you drop the I know Dirks Bentley find her wallet card?
No, I did not.
I was just making sure.
Not that type of person. So we end up finally, after 15 minutes, they found her wallet, which thank God. I mean, I did not think she was going to get it back.
Everything's still in it.
Everything was still in it. So her money, her cash was in there, her credit card, her ID, everything. She wasn't going to be able to get on the plane the next day. So that's why it was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. You need your ID.
So we found the wallet, and it was just like, okay, thank you. And then we just kind of went back to partying. But then...
Wait. The guy found the wallet. He gave it to you, and then you just said thank you?
Well, so this is the question that I want to ask people is, what were we supposed to do? Because it was someone that worked there. It was a security guard that ended up finding the wallet. We don't know who turned it into him. Somebody did. But were we supposed to tip the security guard?
Yes.
How much?
Well, I mean, if someone finds your wallet, you just open it up. If you got a fiver or a tenner in there, hand it to them.
Well, we had already been drinking, and I think she didn't really, I don't think she really thought it out, and I'm just wondering if she should have given him something.
At least a kiss on the cheek.
She should have done that for sure. She's single. She could have. So call us up and let us know. You can also text us, 800-992-1099. How much do you tip someone when they find your wallet? She didn't have a ton of cash in there, but... You know, her license, her credit card, everything. It would have really messed up the trip had she not gotten it back.
Or at least buy him a drink.
He was working.
Under the table. Come on.
Okay. 800-992-1099. Let me know, should she have tipped the bouncer?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Lost her wallet at my bachelorette party. The bouncer found it. Should she have tipped him? We actually have a bouncer on the line. What would you have done?
You didn't have to pay, tip nothing for finding, you know, just a thank you. And it's part of our job, making sure that the clients are happy and, you know, have a good time.
Man, I would be a horrible security guard then. I'd expect a tip.
No, you don't expect to tip anything because, like I said, it's part of your job. And a thank you is big as big part.
Well, good. I mean, you're a professional security guard, so I'm glad because she did not tip him, so I'm glad it's all okay. Thank you, Alabama Mike. QIK, what do you think?
I was out of town one time. I was actually in downtown Nashville and doing the bar scene down there and lost my wallet and all of that in one of the bars and, you know, doing the panicky thing and, you know, had everybody scrambling around and all of that. You know, my wallet got turned in. I asked if they knew who turned it in, and they happened to point out a younger gentleman who was with his family there at the time and all of that. And I had like $54, $55 cash in my wallet at the time, and I just gave it all to him because I figured it was all gone, and it was worth so much more to me just to have my driver's license back and ATM card and all the rest of it. But I gave him all the cash I had in there. You know,
oh,
it was worth every penny of it to me.
Man, well, I hope I find your wallet and not my friend's. Jeez.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie. It's 99.5 QYK. Are you better at adulting than most people? There is a new list that came out from BuzzFeed, and I thought it was pretty interesting, so I decided to make it into more of a quiz.
Since I'm horrible at adulting and quizzes, so this should be fun.
I kind of figured that was the case, and since you are filling in for Mark this morning, usually you do nights.
Yes, I'm a little tired. hard, but I think I could do this quiz. I think I could pass it with flying colors.
Really?
A little bit.
I think you're the youngest person on the station, too.
I'm the youngest person in the building.
Oh, shots fired. Okay.
I'm the youngest person in the building.
Watch
it's terrible.
Out. So I wanted to go through the top five things that people really struggle with when it comes to adulting and see how you do.
And who made this again?
BuzzFeed.
Okay.
So number five, can you fold a fitted sheet?
Wait,
be like, honest.
Like the...
You fold a fitted sheet.
I don't even know if I put sheets on my bed sometimes.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to mark that as a no. Yeah.
Number two?
The first one should have been, do you even have sheets on your bed? Okay, so that was number five. You failed, in case you were wondering. Could you sew a button back on to a shirt or your jeans?
That I can do thanks to the Marine Corps, because if a button popped off, we had to learn how to sew back on, so we were... tip-top shape.
There you go.
Got it. Were you popping a lot of buttons? Were you gaining some weight
well, no,
when you were in
I
the
mean,
Marines
like,
or what?
You know, like you muscle like wrestle man. Or something and like...
Oh, it's muscle?
Yes.
That's
man.
What we're going with? Have
I
you
was
seen
too
Keebler?
Manly.
I was, yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, number four was, could you sew a button back on? 73% of people claim that they actually could do it. So the majority...
You give me a needle and a thread, I'll do it. My fingers are kind of weak, though. I need a thimble.
Oh, my gosh. You were a Marine? How? Number three, do you know how to write a check?
Yes. I was born in 91, so I still was in that era
of checks.
Yeah,
you had to know about checks.
So that one's not bad, but I mean, yeah. Well, I don't know what the account number and the routing number in the bottom is, though. I always get those mixed up.
Yeah, I always have to Google
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't know that one.
And then sometimes I hope, like, oh, man, am I putting this into someone else's bank account? I always get a little worried.
Those aren't really that hard, though, so far. I mean, the fitted sheet, like, the kind of sheets on the bed. But...
Okay, well, 20 years ago, just to put it in perspective, 20 years ago, 100% of people would have been able to write a check, but now it's only 76%.
That's still passing. C's get degrees.
Well, that's true. Before we get to the top two, though, what do you think is the hardest thing to do as an adult?
I don't even have a doctor yet. Getting a doctor is probably the hardest thing because I don't know who to ask. Do I ask an older person? Because I don't want to get a prostate exam. Like, do I ask a younger person? They probably don't know. Like, getting a doctor is probably the hardest thing as an adult.
Well, it's finding out about co-pays and who's in your network and HMOs and PPOs and I don't know.
I don't know what you just
MVPs.
Said.
MVPs. I have no idea. That reminds me, I was watching this comedian, Heather McMahon, on Instagram. She's worth a follow, by the way. And I was watching her story yesterday, and she was talking about how hard it is to find a doctor and how adulting is hard. We should play the clip.
I swear to God, I took a shower, I put on makeup so I'd look nice, ointment, because, you know, you never want to show up to, like, a new doctor with, like, not feeling your freshest. Like, you don't want them to judge you. They're like, ooh, we said we took your insurance, but we actually just changed over so we don't take your insurance anymore. I'm like, I have United Healthcare.
See? It's hard. Even for a grown lady.
It is. So, top two, can you neatly wrap a gift?
No.
Okay, and number one, can you swallow a pill fairly
easily?
No,
that is my phobia.
Really?
That is my phobia. I think I'm going to die if I swallow a pill. Uh-uh. I, that's my phobia.
Okay, well, let's go to the judges, and judges say you...
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Keebler, I know you are normally not up this early in the morning.
No.
So you probably, or you're still up from the night before, actually.
I do party pretty hard, yes.
So you may not be familiar with Nutbags north of Florida.
I didn't know there were Nutbags north of Florida.
Hey, now, lived here my whole life. Wait a second. Yeah, there are crazy people in the 49 other states, and so that's why we like to find some stupid criminal stories that did not happen here, that are not involving a Florida man.
I think I found one for you.
Perfect, yeah.
Everyone here has bought in a car before, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty simple process. You go in, you test drive the vehicle. Now, when you're test driving that vehicle, have you ever just kidnapped the salesman?
Come to think of it, no, I have not.
You haven't?
No.
That's a rush. You should try it sometime.
Are you kidding me? My butt is squeezed so tight when I'm driving that test car. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. They go, we can go another block if you want. I'm like, no. I just want to turn around and go back to the lot. Thank you.
Well, see, Cassandra from Spokane, she kept going multiple blocks.
Uh-oh.
She went to a Nissan dealership to buy a new car. Everything seems normal.
Oh, that's what my car is.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But with the salesman in the car, she just kept going. And
she
going.
Kidnapped the salesman?
She kidnapped the salesman.
Oh,
so
no.
The guy, the salesman, calls the cops, and she still would not stop. Here, take a listen.
She just kept driving, and he could not get out of the car because she wouldn't stop. In fact, the dispatcher could actually hear her in the background saying, I know you're talking to the police, and I'm not going to stop. Pushed his car into hers and got her up on its side so he could stop the car. Well, the driver was charged with kidnapping and failing to stop for the police vehicles and then taking a motor vehicle without permission.
Oh, well. There you go.
Did she buy the car? Or
I think insurance covered that one for
oh,
that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think the cops successfully did a pit maneuver, but they did leave out one detail. She was high on drugs.
Oh, no.
Any drug in particular?
Meth.
Okay, there
yeah.
it is.
Yeah,
there it
see,
is.
That explains everything.
It does.
Can we just get through one nutbags north of Florida that doesn't involve meth? Yeah. That would be ideal.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie. Mark is out today sick. Keebler is filling in, doing a great job. Thank you.
I try.
Did you see the traffic on Howard Franklin yesterday?
I did. I actually had a remote yesterday in Lakeland and going, what is it?
Northbound.
Eastbound.
Okay.
Eastbound, yeah. Looking on the other side, I felt so bad for everybody just waiting in traffic. There were people parked on top of, like, their roofs, just sitting there, just chilling, just waiting for the traffic.
I think there were something like 5 people in the building that just ended up not coming into work yesterday.
Yeah, one of our digital girls, she just went to a Starbucks and started working from there because they have free Wi-Fi.
That sounds like a great day at the office. In case you missed it yesterday, the Howard Franklin Bridge was backed up for hours as an SUV flipped over the side of it. Here's a clip from the news yesterday.
Marine 11, Firebird 11, Engine 13, Engine 14, District 10. Truck 13, respond for a water rescue, Howard Franklin Bridge.
Troopers say a person driving recklessly towards St. Pete overtook a pickup truck, then began tailgating it. After a series of lane changes between the two, troopers say the pickup truck switched lanes into the path of the SUV. The truck rotated into the center concrete wall while the SUV overturned multiple times, hit the outside concrete barrier, and went over it into the bay.
And as of this morning, they are still searching for the unidentified person that
yes.
was driving the vehicle. So they do not know how many people were in the vehicle. They don't know if it was the owner of the vehicle that went
and
over the side.
This honestly should be a lesson to all of us. Like, let's all just relax. There's
yes.
no need to be in a hurry anymore. No tailgating, no road rage, just turn up the radio. That's all you got to do.
Exactly. Because a lot of people were saying that, oh, the guy who was driving the Ford pickup, who was tailgating and kind of going back and forth with this guy, having road rage,
uh-huh.
that he may be charged. As of today, as of this morning, he has not been charged. And yesterday they searched for 12 hours. Of course, once sun went down, they had to just
stop.
Put it on pause. And they did pick it up at sunrise again this morning. So expect a little bit of delays on the Howard Franklin because people, you know, are rubberneckers.
Rubbernecking,
so
looking.
They're going to look and see if they're pulling up anybody. And just keep that in mind as you're planning on going across the Howard Franklin today. But nobody has been charged, and that's the update. It's 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.